Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, the podcast to learn German. I'm going to make the Transalp, to cross the Alps, with my bike next week. And as I decided to do that only last week, I'm a little bit short on training. So I went biking today for about 85 kilometers. And that was reason enough to enjoy a huge plate. I ate a full pound of baked potatoes, which is Bratkartoffeln in German. Kartoffeln are potatoes, so it's Bratkartoffeln, Bratkartoffeln. And the Swiss call it Röstis, Röstis. And I put two eggs into it and a lot of cheese, and yeah, that will refill my energy overnight. Yeah, that is because I finished with my job. I have a lot of time over the next weeks. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm applying for jobs, of course, but I'm not sure when I will start. So I have at least 6 weeks of time for vacation. And I'm thinking about, I don't know, maybe fly to Canada or somewhere in Asia. I've never been to Africa, so I might do Africa. Actually, I would like to do Africa, because I've never been in a desert. So maybe I'm going to find a place somewhere in a desert. Wüste in German. Desert is Wüste. And yeah, do some trekking somewhere. I don't know. It needs to be something where, you know, yeah, you know, I love to make a lot of sports, so it needs to be a little bit tougher than the usual camel riding trip. But back to our German lessons. I'm going to talk about animals today. I want to present you some animals, and I have put pictures of several enemies on the homepage, so you might want to take a look there. And I'll start with Alpensalamander. The Alpen, of course, are the Alps. So the salamander is a small animal, kind of a lizard, all in black. And they live in the Alps, and you can see them around, I don't know, maybe 1200 meters, and usually only when it is wet. So we have the Alpen Salamander, and then we have den Steinbock, Capricorn, Steinbock. Stein is stone, and Bock is like the male of a goat. It's called Ziegenbock. Goat is Ziege, Ziegenbock. So the Capricorn is called der Steinbock. Steinbock. Then we have Schwan. You know, the white animals, always beautiful. And Lucerne actually is full of Schwäne. Der Schwan, die Schwäne. And the tourists, of course, they love them, they feed them all the time, that's why there are so many of them, and they make good postcard pictures. So we have der Schwan. Then we have a duck, die Ente. Actually, this one is called Stockente, this type of duck. Die Ente. Then we have a lizard, die Eidechse, Eidechse, and you can see them all the time in the mountains where it's warm. They only come out if the sun is shining, and in many areas where I go climbing, there are a lot of Eidechsen as well. And finally we have die Dohle, which is kind of like a raven, but a little bit smaller. There's a yellow peak, die Dohle. They're excellent flyers, they really love to fly, they're always flying around, and it looks like they're having a lot of fun. And they come very close to tourists, and the tourists feed them, they can even sit on your shoulders sometimes if you feed them. There are, of course, much more animals in Switzerland, but I suppose these are enough animals for today. If you want to take a look at lesson 42 and at the comments at lesson 42, you can find message from Sarah from New Zealand, and she's currently traveling through Europe. Hello, Sarah. I'm following your blog. She has posted. She's posting a blog as well, a podcast, not a podcast, but a blog. And if you click on the comment and click on her name, you can find the link to her blog. Maybe you want to get a few impressions from Sarah. Sarah is a funny writer. You might want to look up what she thinks of Switzerland and Germany and Italy and, yeah, our curious habits. And finally, I want to thank Edward and Stefan, two people who have donated quite a large amount of money to me during the last days. Hey, thanks a lot. Not quite enough to pay my trip into the desert, but yeah, it's a good start. Okay, I believe that's enough for today. I had a long day, but as I'm on holidays since today, I'm going to spend a lot of time with you, so you might want to check the podcast more often than usually. I hope I'm going to make some interesting sessions. Okay, wir haben Mittwoch, den 15.8. Es ist jetzt 8:30 und weil es ein anstrengender Tag war, gehe ich gleich ins Bett. Also, tschüss.